Next patient is Andy Anderson. That's A-N-D-Y, Andy Anderson. A-N-D-Y. Their birth is 4/20/56. The date of visit is 5/31/24. Date of birth 4/20/56. Please make a copy for Chet Anthony D.O. Chet, C-H-E-T, Anthony D.O. Next paragraph. Dear Chet, thank you for sending Andy Anderson for preliminary evaluation. Next paragraph is for illness. This is a 68-year-old white male who has had a history of a persistent cough and mild shortness of breath with activity. Was recently sent for a chest CT without contrast. Done on 4/3/24. The patient's chest CT showed subpleural reticulation in both lungs, more so on the right side, and this appeared to have increased somewhat when compared to a prior exam in 22. There was no effusion and no consolidations. The the patient there was no other intrathoracic abnormality. The patient has had no recent weight loss. Denies any hemoptysis, fevers, chills, night sweats, and denies nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. He denies significant surgery in the past. He has mild chronic kidney disease and was previously diagnosed to have chronic bronchitis. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine. Next paragraph, habits. Patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 33 years and quit 15 years ago. Alcohol use, moderate. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of heart disease. I'm sorry, mother has a history of heart disease. Father died of respiratory failure. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, he has hay fever, and denies any weight loss or night sweats. He has no cataracts or glaucoma, and denies any urinary frequency, dysuria, or hematuria, and he has coughing spells and no chest pains. He has no abdominal pains but has heartburn, and he denies any calf muscle pains, palpitations, or leg swelling. The patient has no anxiety, no depression, and he has no easy bruising. He has muscle aches and no joint pains and denies seizures, headaches, but has memory loss. Next. Med list included Aspirin 1 daily, lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, lovastatin 20 milligrams a chest, amlodipine 5 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This elderly average, moderately overweight white male has no acute distress, no pallor, clubbing, cyanosis, and no peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse 75, respirations 20, temperature 976, weight is 228, saturation 98. HG-India non-phallic people's reactive. Thank you, moist throat was injected, yes, no inflammation. Next, supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and few fine basilar crackles and distant breath sounds. Heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no again, omega is the bowel sounds active. Extremities will no edema or lesion. No captainness. Reflexive 1 plus. With no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Extensive pulmonary fibrosis and bronchiectasis. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and diffusion. Also advised to get a high-resolution CT chest to evaluate the interstitial lung disease. A CBC, ANA, anti-DNA, RA factor were ordered, and a SED rate. He will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. Come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk. This was a copy for Chet Anthony, D.O. Chet, C-H-E-T, Anthony, D.O. Thank you.